The best party games for big groups in 2026 that even non-gamers love. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. For a big group where not everyone is a gamer, the most reliable winners are Codenames, Two Teams, Endlessly Scalable, One Word Clues, Telestrations, 12-player party pack, Droid / Guess It Telephone for up to 12, and just one cooperative Warm Zero Losers. All three teach in under 2 minutes and put the loudest laugh of the night at the table rather than in any one person's hands. If you want bodies out of chairs, add Throw Burrito. For pure color and vibe play that anyone can read, reach for hues and cues or wavelength. Hosting is my favorite sport, and the moment I dread most is the one where I open a game box and watch half the room's eyes glaze over at a rulebook. A great asterisk party game for a big group is a different animal from a great card game. It has to do three things before the snacks go cold. Teach itself in about the time it takes to refill a drink. Make the person who swears they don't play board games feel like a genius within one round, and turn 10 near strangers into one laughing table. I've sat these six down with bridal showers, in-law holidays, and a deck full of coworkers who'd never met. These are the ones I earned a permanent spot in my hosting cabinet. Every product below is verified live on Amazon, and every voice is a real sourced reaction. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. What actually makes a party game work for a big mix group? Three things, and they're non-negotiable when you've got 8 or 10 people and a third of them are skeptics. It teaches in 2 minutes. If you're still explaining when the first person checks their phone, you've lost the room. The best big group games have one rule you can say out loud while you shuffle. It hides the weak link. Team play and cooperative play mean nobody gets singled out for being bad at games. The crowd carries everyone, and the people who fear games are exactly the ones you're hosting for. The funny lives at the table, not in one person. You don't want a game that only works if your funniest friend showed up. You want one where the situation is funny, a terrible drawing, a clue that backfired, a foam burrito to the face. Everything on this list clears all three. Where they differ is energy. Some are warm and conversational, some are loud and chaotic, and a host's real job is reading the room and reaching for the right one at the right moment. Here's a quiet credential worth knowing. Three of these six codenames, just one, and by way of its designer wavelength, carry the Spiel des Jahres pedigree. The most demanding will normal humans actually enjoy this award in the hobby. That jury specifically rewards games a stranger can learn at a dinner table, which is the exact bar a party game has to clear. Which game should I open first with a room that doesn't know each other? Start with Codenames. I open with it almost every time, and the hosting logic is simple. It splits the room into two teams instantly, so nobody's exposed solo, and the entire game is one-word clues pointing at words on the table. A grandmother and a teenager sit at the same table and both feel useful inside one round. It won the 2016 Spiel des Jahres for exactly this reason. It's the game the German jury handed its top prize to over far flashier designs. It scales beautifully. The official count tops out at 8+, but in practice you can pile a dozen people around it in two teams and let the clue giver be the only one on the spot. The downtime while someone crafts a clever clue, that's when the table starts heckling, and that's the good part, not dead air. The insider move almost no casual group uses. The zero clue. You're allowed to give a clue and say the number zero, baking zero, which means none of our words connect to this. Actively avoid anything baking related. It's how veterans steer their team away from a word that looks dangerously close to the assassin. And if you host on a big table where half the room squints at the cards, know that Codenames XXL exists. A double-sized board with giant print. Built for exactly the 10 people craning their neck situation. Rotate the spymaster chair so the spotlight keeps moving. The magic is watching a nervous clue giver land an impossible double. What's the funniest game for the biggest table, 10 to 12 people? Telestrations 12-player party pack. This is my desert island pick for a genuinely large crowd because almost nothing else handles a full dozen and gets funnier the worse everyone is at it. It's the telephone game drawn. You sketch a word, pass your little sketchbook, the next person guesses what you drew, the next person draws that guess, and so on around the ring. By the time your book comes home, mermaid riding a unicycle has landslided into a guess of angry hot dog, and the whole table loses it at the reveal. Here's the pro move that turns a fun round into a legendary one. When you're guessing, interpret a drawing as literally as you possibly can. Don't be charitable. If the sketch reads like a potato with legs, write potato with legs. Charity kills the chain. Literalism is the engine of the landslide. The companion rule from longtime players: never leave a panel blank. A confidently wrong guess or a chaotic scribble always beats an empty page. The game thrives in confusion, and a blank just stalls the laugh. One purchasing note that genuinely matters: Telestrations ships in 6 to 8 to and 12 player editions, and the player count is literally how many sketchbooks and markers are in the box. For a real big group, only the 12-player party pack with 600 fresh phrases keeps everyone in every round. The 8-player will leave 4 people watching. Is there a game where nobody loses and nobody gets put on the spot? Yes, just one, and it's the warmest game I own. It won a 2019 Spiel des Jahres, and once you play it, you understand why a jury fell for something this gentle. It's fully cooperative. The whole table is trying to help one person guess a single mystery word. Everyone secretly writes a one-word clue, and here's the twist that makes the table howl with affection. Any duplicate clues cancel out before the guesser ever sees them. So if three of you all wrote ocean, all three vanish and the guesser gets nothing. The rule that trips up first-timers and the one worth saying aloud before round one. It's not just exact matches that cancel, it's the whole word family. Prince, princess, princely, and princes all collide and erase each other. So the real skill isn't being clever, it's being clever in a direction nobody else will think of. The post-round await, you all wrote the same thing. Groan laugh is the entire joy. The honest caveat for this list, just one caps at 7 players. So it's my pick for a dinner party-sized crowd, not a 12-person bash. For a smaller, cozier table, it is unbeatable. And it's the gentlest possible on-ramp for someone genuinely nervous about games, because there's no way to personally lose. The table wins or loses as one warm, slightly chaotic brain. Pass 7 split into 2 tables or pivot to Telestrations. We want to get out of our chairs, any game with real physical chaos. Throw Burrito, the world's first dodgeball card game from the Exploding Kittens crew. You're collecting matching cards like a normal speed game, but the second certain matches hit the table, it triggers a duel, and people grab the soft foam burritos and peg each other across the room. This is the game I reach for when the energy is high, the group skews younger or rowdier, and people have been sitting too long. It's gloriously silly, physically active, and because there's no rigid turn order, it descends into happy chaos fast. Ages 7 plus, so it's a genuine all-family option. Two honest host notes. First, it caps at 6 players, so for a bigger bash, run it as a side table or a tournament bracket between rounds of a larger game. It's also the perfect 10-minute palate cleanser that gets everyone standing again. Second, and this is the one nobody tells you, clear the breakables off the table first. I learned that one the fun way. The big group secret weapon, if you want to lean all the way in. There's a separate throw burrito extreme outdoor edition that swaps the little foam burritos for giant inflatable ones and turns the whole thing into backyard dodgeball with real room to run. For a summer party of a dozen people, that's the version that earns its space in the trunk. What's the easiest game to teach a true non-gamer? Two answers, depending on the vibe you want. For the simplest possible rule, hues and cues. There's one giant board of 480 colors. You give a one or two word clue, robin's egg, spicy mustard, and everyone places a token where they think your color lives. Closer guesses score, that's the whole game. It runs 3 to 10 players and feels more like chatting than competing, so people who flinch at board games relax immediately. The insider cluing tip. Two-word clues that pin a category and a flavor. Angry tomato, beach day sky, guide the table far better than a single vague word. But if you overspecify, everyone clusters on the exact spot and the scoring flattens. One honest accessibility flag, because I'd want a friend to tell me. Hues and Cues is built entirely on color discrimination, so it can be genuinely tough for guests with color vision deficiency. If you know someone at the table sees reds and greens differently, pair them up so it's a conversation, not a solo guess. For a clever team guessing game with more drama wavelength, a clue giver, the psychic, sees where a hidden target sits on a spectrum, say, overrated left-right arrow underrated, and gives one clue to nudge the team's dial. It sparks the best friendly arguments of the night and scales 2 to 12. both are nearly impossible to teach wrong, which is exactly what you want when you're also playing host. What are the secret rules and the host's playbook for running the whole night? A few mechanics most casual groups never discover, and they're the difference between a fine night and a great one. The wavelength move nobody uses. After the active team guesses, the other team gets to call whether the real target is to the left or right of that guess. Get it right and they steal a point. It keeps the off team locked in instead of zoning out, which is the single biggest failure mode at a big table. Wavelength also has an official psychic catch-up rule. A team that's losing but nails a 4-point bullseye immediately takes another turn, so a blowout can flip late. It won Golden Geek Best Party Game 2019 and was co-designed by Wolfgang Warsch, the modern classic mind behind The Mind and the Quacks of Quedlinburg, a useful tale that it's deeper than it looks. Now sequence the evening, you don't need all six on night one. Open warm and easy, hues and cues or codenames while latecomers trickle in. Peek loud in the middle, telestrations or a throw-throw burrito brack at the moment people get antsy. Land soft, just one, as the night thins to your closest people. And the cardinal host rule, teach by playing, never by reading. Let's just do one practice round, cards up, no score. Every game here is designed to be learned by doing, lean on that and your guests never feel quizzed. Read the room, not the rulebook. That's the whole job, final verdict. If you host one party this year and buy one game, make it Codenames. It's the most teachable, most scalable, most crowdproof game in the category, and it makes your shyest guest feel sharp inside a single round. Build past that and the kit writes itself. Telestrations 12-player party pack for when the table swells past 8 and you want pure laughter. Just one for cozy cooperative nights where nobody loses alone. Throw-throw burrito to launch everyone out of their chairs. And hues and cues or wavelength as the gentle on-ramp for the friend who swears they don't play board games. Read the room, sequence from warm to loud to soft. And teach by playing, that's the whole secret to a table that's still laughing when the snacks are gone. Still deciding? Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table, with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. What is the single best party game for a big group of non-gamers? Codenames. It splits the room into 2 teams so no one is exposed alone. The only rule is give a one-word clue for words on the table. And it scales from 4 players to a dozen. A first-timer can contribute meaningfully in the first round. Which of these games handles the most players? Telestrations 12-player party pack up to 12 and Wavelength 2-12 handle the largest single tables. Codenames also stretches to 12 plus when you play in 2 teams. Just 1, 7 and throw-throw burrito 6 have the lowest ceilings. We have 10 to 12 people. What should I buy? Telestrations 12-player party pack is the cleanest fit. It seats all 12 with enough sketchbooks and markers. Pair it with Codenames 2 teams for variety, and use throw-throw burrito as a 6-player bracket between rounds. Which game is best if some guests are nervous or don't play board games? Just one or hues and cues. Just one is fully cooperative so nobody can lose alone. And hues and cues has possibly the simplest rule of any game here, just describe a color. Both feel more like conversation than competition. Is there a party game with no losing and no one on the spot? Just one. The whole table cooperates to help one person guess a word so you win or lose as a group. It's the gentlest on-ramp on this list, though it caps at 7 players. Which game gets people out of their chairs? Throw-throw burrito, it's a dodgeball card game where matches trigger duels and you throw soft foam burritos at each other. It's loud, physical and ages 7 plus, but it caps at 6 players, so run it as a side table or tournament bracket for bigger groups. What's the funniest game on the list? Telestrations by a wide margin for most groups. It's the telephone game drawn out, and the reveal of how a simple word mutated into nonsense through bad drawings and wrong guesses produces the biggest table laugh of the night. Do I really need the 12-player version of Telestrations? If your group is large, yes. Telestrations sells 6-8-2 and 12-player editions, and the player count is set by how many sketchbooks and markers are in the box. For a true big group, only the 12-player party pack keeps everyone in every round. What's the easiest game to teach while I'm also hosting? Hues and cues. One board of colors give a short clue. Everyone places a token near the shade closest scores. You can teach it in one sentence and start scoring on the very first turn. Wavelength is a close second for clever team play. Are any of these good with kids in the mix? Yes. Throw Throw Burrito is ages 7 plus and a genuine all-family hit. And Just One and Hues and Cues are 8 plus. Codenames and Wavelength list 14 plus. So for younger players, lean toward the first three. How long do these games take to play? Most runs short and flexible. Throw Throw Burrito rounds are about 15 minutes, Just One around 20, and Codenames Hues and Cues, Telestrations, and Wavelength typically run 20 to 45 minutes depending on group size. None overstay their welcome, which is exactly what you want at a party. If I can only buy one game, which is it? Codenames. It's the most scalable, the fastest to teach, and the most reliable across any mix of ages and experience levels. If you later build a cabinet, add Telestrations for big group laughs and Just One for cozy nights.